Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to
the plane factor. Oh wait, no, that's spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Okay, so we have first things first, housekeeping. Oh, you should tweet out, man. What do you want me to tweet out?
Hey there all.
I'll tweet out. First things first, this week we have upped the bitrate. So if you are noticing problems, then sucks to be you. You can't handle the sweet, sweet new bitrate we got for you. So sucks. What else is there? That's it. That's all the housekeeping from me. You got any housekeeping here?
I don't know. What's housekeeping?
I don't know. Like we've increased the bitrate. That's the housekeeping, right? If we increase the bitrate, we got to tell everyone, man.
Did you just copy-paste the username?
Yeah, no, because I've got one hand, so I can't type that easily. So I'm like using the mouse all good and stuff.
Look at that pretty website that you just closed.
Yeah, I saw it. Oh, look. So here's some news.
Just been
given to us fucking right off the bat. We didn't even ask for this one. Yeah. Just logged into Twitter. Keeping your account secure.
Should we change the password?
Should we change the password? No, we shouldn't. Which we should talk about why. When you set a password, yeah, it's like super. Let's read it out actually, because some people might not have seen it.
Yeah, go for it.
When you set a password for your Twitter account, we use technology that masks it so that no one at the company can see it.
Mask.
We recently identified a bug that stored passwords unmasked in an internal log. We have fixed the bug, and our investigation shows no identification of breach or misuse by anyone. Out of an abundance of caution, we ask that you consider changing your passwords on all services where you've used this password. So that is like super, super accurate. That's like the most technically competent message I've ever read about anything. I'm just going to put it down for a second. You talk about it. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So basically they blocked the passwords. What I'm wondering about is like, what investigation they did to determine whether the passwords weren't abused by like their internal staff.
So access logs, like depending on how they do their logging, you can get access logs for them if it's like web-based logging, right?
Yeah, but like surely someone saw it.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Someone did see, yes, clearly someone saw the password. Yeah. That was how they found out the passwords were in there.
Yeah, so how did they determine that?
Well, it's probably someone from the security team, and everyone knows security team is like legit, right? So, like,
fair enough.
Good, solved, I don't know. I don't know, I guess so.
It's just interesting because they say the reason why they.
What's that?
Oh, there were some walkers.
Oh, walkers.
Oh, and then two buses.
Bus.
4199.
Oh, they're both
one.
Red, right? Fucking
yeah.
Green. Oh, yeah.
4199 turn.
Did you see the walkers barely even ran that time? They were just kind of like, waddle slightly faster. It was not very, not very good. Damn, walkers.
And two. Starting off fresh.
Hey, do we want to guess this week? Or do we want to guess?
Oh, I guess we could.
Guess we can guess.
I'm going to go 11.
11. I'm going to go, I'm going to go less than 11. I'm going to go
9.1.
Yeah. Why is that a dick? Why is that a dick move?
What's 0.1 of a bus running a red light?
Just the front bit.
Just the front bit and not the back?
Yeah. Or just the back bit. I don't know. You know, or like a, something like that. I don't know. But besides, it's about who comes closest. So if nine buses go through, I win, right? Like, it's about who comes closest.
Oh, sure. But yeah, so what was I saying? So
yeah, someone saw the password. They were like, no one's seen the password, kind of.
So in that text, they describe the reason why they do it is to stop their internal staff seeing the password.
The reason why they hash, yeah.
Yeah.
Mask is the terminology they use.
Yeah, they use the mask.
Mask is probably a good word.
So the blog post about it does mention hashing and bcrypt, but
yeah, for the people who like want to go and check,
it's like, ugh. It's kind of weird. It wasn't like a technical blog, but they mentioned like technical things and what they do.
Well, there's no more technical place, right? So it's a kind of de facto technical blog.
Yeah, like it's not something you need to do like a write up. Well, yeah.
I mean, like, a write-up's nice just for the people who care about it, right? Like, for me, that first message is enough. Like, that first message gets across everything I need to know. And I'm a technical person, right?
Yeah.
But there's probably a person out there who's like, wait, you have my password stored? Wait, what's this masking? And maybe for them, they can read that and they can kind of be like, oh, I understand a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not for
they
the complete
beginner. They don't mention that hashing's like a one-way function. Like,
yeah.
They're just like, yeah, we mask it. Masking to me means they replace it with fucking stars.
Yeah, masking's... It has a meaning, like a specific meaning. But to most people, hashing is a form of masking, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
It's just a form that has certain connotations, right? Oh, did we start recording? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I don't know. I do want to, like, I fucking thumbs up to Twitter, right? This is, like, some of the best messaging.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Especially they do a pop-up like that to say, yeah.
To be honest, like, I actually am not, I'm not completely sold on the pop-up. Like, I feel like it's a little bit, like, you know how people have password change fatigue, like breach fatigue? Where if once a day you get an email saying, hey, your password's been breached, people ignore the emails.
Yeah.
I feel like this does venture too close to that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not every day.
No, it's not every day with Twitter, but there's a breach every day.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. But, like, most users won't use a hell of a lot of different services, and most users will use the same password for everything.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I get it, but at the same time, I'm just cautious. Like I think
in Twitter's best interest that they get people to change their passwords so it's different from other services, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if I was in Twitter's shoes, I would probably have signaled slightly less strongly. So I wouldn't have done the pop-up. I would have done the blog post with all the details. I would have done like a...
I think they did a tweet and a blog post. And to be honest, that's all I thought they did. I only just saw the pop-up now.
No, I saw the pop-up at breakfast this morning, actually. So it's been there
really?
Yeah, it's been there all day.
So they do it on the website, but not on...
Well, third-party clients presumably can't display that,
Well, I've
that,
just
right?
got their app, but, yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Maybe... But who knows?
If I use the mobile website, I probably will get the pop-up.
Yeah, I was on the mobile website when I got the pop-up, right? Because I used the mobile
website. Yeah, because you don't use the app, do you?
Fuck apps, man. That's just a way for them to get all your data, man. At least if you use the website, like, Chrome kind of, like, sandboxes a bit. They can't just be like, Chrome isn't just going to be like, oh, you want, like, their full contact list? Fuck it, sure, go ahead, you know? Yeah. Whereas, like, Android is pretty much like that. Android's like, oh, you want something? Have it, bitch. Have all of the data.
Yeah, I tend to have the apps, but give no permissions.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the web browser as well. Like, it's I like it. In the future, everything is in the web browser as well. Like, it's all. Every
I find
app
there's
is
sometimes like some issues.
Yeah, no, the fucking Twitter website's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
barely works half the time. But like, I don't want to have to install an app, so I put up with it.
It was really like. What there's a buzzing, like,
bus, yeah.
But it stopped like heaps before the red. Oh, it might have actually stopped when the first light went red.
Yeah, no, there's a bus that stopped when the first light went red, and he's just chilling back there. Yeah,
because like, buzz. It was still green for ages, and I'm like,
oh, I see what you're saying. You're like, you heard the okay, yeah, no, it's just a bus driver did the right thing. Doesn't happen often, but it does happen.
You saw it first here on the bus factor.
Yeah. Do we have another kind of buses that haven't run red lights? We'll be like, oh yeah, that one stopped.
We'll get that once we have the other cameras. It'll be interesting to know like how many buses do and don't.
Yeah. Someone said it's a cute bus though. One that did run or the one that didn't run?
Which one?
But I don't think I described any of our buses as cute. Do you know what I mean?
No, like,
I
was 83. Look at him. Whoa.
That was those fucking... I'm surprised he saw them. I didn't see her. Like, yeah. I would have ran her over.
Was that the same person before?
No, different person. The person...
What's the cyclist doing? It's going the wrong way. What's up with you like this week? Oh, we don't see most of that road.
Yeah, our view's not super great this week. Onto the... Fucking people are just walking like crazy this week. GitHub had the same issue. So the issue with Twitter, like the underlying issue, was plain text password and logs, right? GitHub had the same issue. They actually found it earlier.
Yeah, so they found it a bit earlier from what I gather.
And their messaging was like nothing. They did what, a blog post, and that was it? Which, like, I'm fine with. I'm fine with a blog post and nothing else. It doesn't really... Oh my gosh. Are you seriously doing this? We're trying to, like, rearrange. When I say we, I mean Hugh is trying to rearrange. That's, yeah, not the... Hang on. That's fine. That's fine. You've changed it. It's good. It's good. You can see a lot more now. We're trying to change the view, but using the, like, the delayed viewer. One day we'll get that HDMI capture card, and we'll be able to, like, see HD fucking... And the stream will be HD, and then the camera will be good, and brr. It'll be great.
I thought that was going to be good.
Alas, it was not good.
Smart thing.
Shit, does my sweater have a hole in it? It fucking does. Hey, cold at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit cold. It was reasonably warm in Auckland.
Yeah.
It's there was chilly on Thursday.
Up in Auckland, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty chilly. We put the heater on last night, which it was a furnished place, right? So it came with a like shitty heater. Smells like fucking burning hair and plastic.
Gross.
It's like, my girlfriend was like, yeah. I wouldn't report it, but it was.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
I'm going to wait that minute.
Yeah, look, one, two. Yeah, oh. It was.
We'll bump it up.
Bump it up. I wouldn't report it, but I would bump it up, yeah. This is what we're here for. The heater, Sarah was like, oh my God, turn that shit off. It's fire. And I was just like, it's fine. It's just shitty heater.
Heaters are always like that.
Not all heaters are like that. Like a nice gas heater is like, it's nice. Or even like an oil heater, like a column oil heater is pretty like...
Yeah.
They just kind of chill there.
We got one of the oil ones.
Yeah. But those, the fiery electric ones that are just like, blah! And you're like, oh, Jesus, fire, death, destruction.
I used to have one that looked like a fireplace, like kind of...
Like electric?
Yeah, it was electric, but it like showed flames, but they weren't real flames.
They just like lit up some...
It was just
bits.
Like a radiator fan.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, yeah, I've seen someone
like fire.
For some reason,
fell off the back of a van when I moved.
Oh, jeez. My problem with those ones, for some reason, they seem simultaneously too hot. Like, if you go near them, you're like, ow, it burns. And at the same time, you're like, if you're not near them, you're like, wait, there's a heater on this room?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, man, they're being good.
They can see us, mate. Good. They see us staring at them.
They probably can. Should we wave?
Old Scoochie was down there before. He was waving at us.
Yeah, but he knows we're here.
Yeah, but I mean...
I didn't actually see him wave back. Well, I didn't wave, but I didn't see him wave.
I don't know if waving's the right word. I can't remember. He was down there. I saw him. Yeah, I don't know. GitHub's messaging was fine, but like, given the severity of the issue, I find it fine, I guess is what I'd say.
Yeah. So have you changed your password?
Nah, so randomly generated passwords on each of those services,
yep,
as well as every other service, plus two-factor on both of them.
Yep.
So, you know, and realistically, that kind of breach, right, is the chance of someone seeing it is just so low. And even if they did see it, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm fairly okay.
So the only people that are going to see that are probably Twitter or GitHub staff, and if they have access to see that, then they probably just have access to your account anyway.
Yeah, they have some level of access at least. I understand the idea of like minimizing the amount of data they have access to.
Yeah.
But I mean, realistically, if you saw hashed passwords even, right, you can, for 90, well, maybe not 90, for
50, this is
oh,
it. This
fucking
is it.
Yeah, boy.
No number. We can't
fucking
see a
number. Newlands. Oh, it's
163,
man. Fucking Newlands, 163. More like fucking 16 red light, motherfucker. Ugh. Oh no, my compression codec was based on the majority of the screen not changing. Well, joke's on you, man, because this screen has like a massive blurry filter applied to it all the time, so bam. But the video does look better this week with 3x the bitrate.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks 3x better though, do you know what I mean? It's like it's preserving the blurriness better.
We can ask Project 11 people if they notice the difference.
Yeah, true. No, with Lord Pepe, I think we gained access to the like the you can change the quality. Oh, no, we've lost it again. So if we get enough viewers, we gain access to the, like, Twitch-based transcoding that'll give you a 480p
version. So what you need to do is just get people to watch.
Yeah, if you get enough people to watch, then Twitch will grant us access to 480p transcodes live. So go ahead, fucking Pepe, give us those views. Give us those views, boy.
Yeah, tell
we
all
should,
your mates.
We should cross-advertise on Pepe's World. Have you seen Pepe's World?
Yeah.
It's actually fucking great. Like, so I don't do a lot of electronics, but, like, it's ridiculous, sure. But at the same time, when I watch it, I'm like, oh, shit, that's how that shit works.
Yeah.
It's really good. We should do some cross-advertising. Well, I guess we just are right now. I guess you watch Pepe's World. It's pretty sweet. It's on YouTube. And Weblord Pepe makes it. Hence the name.
Spoiler,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just calling it a spoiler.
I don't know. Got any other news? We haven't got much news this week. If anyone's got anything they want to discuss.
We've got it a fair bit.
Kind of. I suppose the first two.
That was really one story bit.
I wanted to say, like, it's kind of the timing was interesting. Like, people are saying what happened was GitHub had the issue. People at Twitter were like, wait, do we have that issue?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we do have that issue.
It's kind of funny because I only saw the Twitter one for, like, ages.
Yeah.
Because, like, I see it on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool.
Pops up, yeah.
Something that happened.
Didn't
see anything about the GitHub one on Twitter.
Yeah, you know what? You know what always makes me super anxious and, like, I just think is the worst idea in the world? Incorrect password logging.
Yeah.
So, you know how some SSH, like, fail span or whatever, it'll be like, someone tried to log in with this username and password. And I'm like, what are you going to do when you're...
Oh, yeah.
No, he'll be all right, mate. He'll be all right.
Nah. Oh. There's another
one. Oh, look at that shit. Oh, shit.
What's the number?
Jesus fucking Christ. Newlands. And, like, the sides all scratched up. Like, the lens part of it. When you see it go fast, like, look at the lens part. It's like Newlands scratched up and shit. Oh, down to one lane.
Yeah, I think that's one lane.
Down to one fucking lane. That's what we're here for, boys. You're gonna note down the time, are you?
Newlands 519 blocking lane.
Wait, this isn't 519.
Yeah, 519.
Oh, the time you mean? I thought you were saying the number was 519.
No,
I mean it could be 519. Oh, look how fucking these guys are going through lanes. I told you. So what I want to do?
Oh my god! Oh, I hope that car stays there. I just hope that car needs to stay there. Oh, no, he's just there.
Oh shit! No, he's waiting. Right, he's gonna go.
Oh my god!
Even there, buses will fit. Yeah, okay. You know what I want to do? I want to get a pram, and push it around.
People do that. Oh, let's get the number.
Okay. Route 52.
Route 52.
172.
172.
172. I want to get a pram and wait at an intersection like this one. We got turners and walkers and chaos and destruction. Oh, I reckon.
Oh,
I reckon. Surely, right?
Fucking
hell. I thought that was...
I bumped it up as well.
All right, that's good. I want to get a pram, go down here, and one day just be texting on my phone, like I'm not looking, but I'm actually paying close attention to the lights in the cars.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it goes green, just push the pram out in front of me. And
when it goes green for the cars?
No, when it goes green for the fucking people, not for the cars.
Yeah.
Jesus. And then a car going through a red light will hit it, and I'll be like, what the fuck? And then they'll be like, oh my God. And they'll have like a fucking panic attack and they'll be crying.
People do that. It's kind of nuts.
You don't agree with it? Because my thing is like...
You could cause a heart attack.
Yeah,
if it's like an old person.
You know what? The person driving could cause a fucking baby to die. So yeah. Really, do you know what I mean?
I wonder what the cops think of that.
Oh, they would not like it. They would be like anti it. Oh, there's people walking on. You're not even allowed to walk now. That's not allowed. But
he's out.
This is good. If there was a turner, they were blocked pretty long.
Yeah, because I could see the cops seeing
it's dangerous,
as causing an accident.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because
like
the person running through the red light. Oh, this guy.
What are you, Metlag?
What
fucking
number? What
beaches,
number?
Bush, and red lights runners.
Route A. That didn't have a bus number on
it. Yeah, I can't see the bus number. Route A. More like route late. Yo, Squip 88. How's it hanging?
That was kind of weird that didn't have it, because that's the new format.
Maybe they got rid of it.
So we just don't have bus numbers.
They were like, "This fucking bus factor people. How do we stop them reporting buses? Get rid of the numbers."
Because last week we had heaps that didn't have the number on the bag. Might be because of that.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to someone the other week and they said that... Actually, don't worry.
Tell me after you?
Yeah. All right. Changing topic back to the pram, chaos, death, destruction. Fucking, wouldn't it teach him a lesson? Because I used to drive, and one of my biggest fears actually was that I would like hit a kid. Because I don't care about hitting an adult, right? And I'm like, fuck you, you're gonna die. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And not to mention, adults generally, they're the ones like, I don't run red lights, so if I was hitting a doll, it'd be some fucking idiot adult, drunk or whatever. I don't give a shit. But a kid, right?
Yeah.
Kids don't even know when. They don't understand. They
so
don't know.
My aunt or cousin, I can't remember which. I had dinner with both of them separate nights.
Whoa, that's pretty close, number one.
They were saying they were about to get in the car. They like walk around the car and they
check
get
for
on,
everything. Yeah.
Got in the car. Recalled noticing there was a kid playing with a ball before.
Oh.
And like, so they got out, checked around again.
Yeah.
And they were like, where has that kid gone? They look under the fucking car.
Oh, fuck. And there's the kid.
There's the kid.
Shit.
I was like, oh, my God. That's fucking nuts.
I wouldn't look. Yeah.
People only say look around the car. They don't say fucking look under the car.
Yeah, because like, who thinks the fucking kid's going to be under there playing with some shit?
So cats do it all the time, but...
They generally, when you start the car, they get scared, right?
Yeah.
Although they do have to sometimes jump up into the engine and shit, right?
Yeah.
Which is pretty, pretty bad.
But yeah, it was pretty nuts.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm glad they didn't kill a baby. I'm pretty sure if I was in that situation, that baby'd be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And you would feel so shit.
You
like,
would feel so shit. And they'd be like, why didn't you check? And you'd be like, I thought I checked.
You would feel like there wasn't really anything I could have done wrong, but then you would be like, I could have checked.
Yeah, but exactly. Like, you'd be like, I could have checked. It's my fault. Like, because it's one person's fault in that situation. It's not the kid's fault.
Yeah,
it's
definitely not the kid's fault.
It's your fault.
I think one thing she said was it potentially could have been called the parents' fault.
For not monitoring the kid.
Not watching the kid.
Yeah, it's tough because like as a parent, you can't be watching all the time.
Yeah, so that's the thing as well.
Like I took my cousin, I didn't take my cousin. I was at the beach with my family, including some young cousins who this is like one who was like 5, 6.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's go in the fucking waves. And I was like, okay, I do this. And I was like lifting her and stuff, which first of all, 6-year-olds are fucking heavy after you've
done. Oh,
like,
yeah.
You have to do like 50 reps because every time a wave comes, I'm like, we're going to die. And I'm like, let's go back. And she was like, no. Seriously, like I can't carry you. And she's like, let's stay. And I'm like, I can't. I'm going to fucking drop you and you'll drown.
Yeah, one of my other cousins, he was saying, yeah, having a kid's just like a really good personal trainer. Because like when they're a baby, you're like, oh, yeah, this has got a bit of weight. Yeah. Every year, they're just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Carry me.
Then you get to a point where like, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, fucking. But like, I was like, you'd be so easy to drown a kid at a beach. Like, I don't mean intentionally. I mean, like, it could just accidentally happen. A kid could just drown and it would just be like, you'd fucking no chance. But you know, like, run. Oh, yeah, boy, fucking right there. That shit. Fucking.
One something. Round 91.
Whoa. I can't wait till we get the good camera so we can fucking get him good. Fucking get him. I don't know. The point is, if I have a child,
they were talking about cameras today.
What's that, sorry?
They were talking about cameras. The
Project 11?
Project 11, yeah.
I wonder
what cameras they had.
They just said webcam, right? Because our spec mentioned webcam.
Oh, yeah. They might have better ones now.
Fucking probably likely. Our cameras are shit. We should get the HDMI capture card. Look, I see, this is where I just... Push the tramp. The problem is these cars don't go fast enough. They would be able to slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
Which still would give them a fright. Like it still would be enough that they would be like, oh my God. And probably enough that you wouldn't go to prison for it. But you could imagine, okay, so here's what could happen.
It's kind of like throwing the dummies off bridges scenario.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, I suppose that you can't really do anything.
But for example, if someone pushed a pram out, the person could freak out and swerve onto the curb and kill someone.
Yeah. And then you'll be like,
I'd be, yeah.
You would just run. You would be like,
I don't know if I'd run. I'd probably, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Did we see that? Did we see that?
Did you see that fucking, did you see that biker? Where is he? In the,
oh,
there he is. Fucking,
just yeah,
we should fucking clip that. We
yeah,
should clip
we,
that.
We can clip that.
That's great. yeah, good camera. I mean, it's we've got the good camera. We just don't have the HDMI capture card because, like, good cameras, generally speaking, don't have USB interfaces.
Yeah.
So that's like 200 or something. Maybe I'll, with my bonus, I might just buy it. I need a new server at home, though.
Oh, yeah, we got bonus this month, don't we?
Something like that. Oh, look at you, fucking alcoholic. I need to get a new server because I've run out of disk space. So I need like 5,000. I need a server with lots of disk space. Yeah. I've migrated it to SAS, which is like not SAS drives, SAS cards, SAS expanders, that kind of thing. And fucking Jesus Christ, getting that to work properly. Though it's like pretty streamlined now. You know what I did?
How many
the other
hard drives were you gonna get? 90.
Yeah. So that would be my optimal. But the problem is the Microtech the Supermicro that sells the 90 hard drive bay server. You have to have 100% of the drives populated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they only sell it if you have 100% populated. So I was like, not going to happen. The 45...
So you have to buy 90 drives from them. You can't even use your own.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to buy 90 drives from them.
Wow.
95 supported hard drives. So the 45 bay, you only have to have half of them populated. So I was like, So it's pretty much the only 2U 45 bay. It's super space efficient. So I'm probably going to upgrade my stuff. But yeah, if I do that, then HDMI capture, blah, 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 blah. One day. Need more Patreons, man.
Yeah.
We do guarantee that one guy
crazy
riding a bicycle will do a wheelie for every high enough Patreon.
That was intense.
It was impressive, right?
Yeah. Because it was going a lot longer than you saw him, because we can see.
Yeah, we can see. He was from immediate where we could see onwards. He did actually, I actually like where it clips because you can't see.
Yeah,
that
I think he
stop.
Landed in the middle somewhere because he probably came onto the footpath or something.
Yeah, but it's a pretty sweet little
It's not something you expect to see.
Yeah. Now, if you guys want a better camera, just fucking send a donation, mate. And just like do a $50 Patreon for one episode.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a like HDMI capture card. Done. Good camera. Bam.
You filled out the tax thing, didn't you?
Yeah. The old weighty bit.
Whoa,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, easy.
You know, he's fucking that was it. I
won't
report it. But it's fucking that was it. 8 already. Yeah, we got lots of red.
Yeah, this guy here.
Whoa, look at how he went through. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no point reporting that because
they won't give a shit. They can't.
Their dash cam will. Well, their dash cam will pick up the first one.
Yeah.
But not the second one.
So we only need 1.1 more, and I win.
Yeah, and we only need like 3 more. Yeah, 3
more. What time is it? 5:30. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we won this one. 9.1 was.
I knew it was going to be a busy, big night.
How'd you know it was going to be a big night?
Oh, I just knew.
You just knew. You just knew.
I was out cycling before, so I know the traffic.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Whereas I haven't had a chance to kind of.
It
get
was
engaged
like
in it.
Surprisingly busy for because I was out at like 4 and.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly busy.
And it's Friday, I guess. Like, it feels like the... So, we can also do traffic analysis at some point once we get the system online, which would be interesting, maybe. I use the term interesting lightly, loosely, I guess, because it won't be super interesting.
So, I wonder if, like, once we have a system to do this, whether we can, like, sell it to Metlink or the council or the cops.
Yeah,
or...
I understand what you're saying, but here's the thing. They already have red light cameras, okay? Here's another thing. They have strict calibration requirements.
Yeah.
And here's the third thing. You can't sell a project that you've got other people to do for free. And I wouldn't want to. It'd be
I don't think we're allowed anyway.
No, because under the light, we can actually. Like, legally we can because of the license that's released under.
Oh, yeah.
So we defined a license.
But we can't do it till it's done.
Yeah, until it's released under that license. Which, I mean, it could still change. No one would buy it. People would buy it, okay? Like, some people, just not governments.
I'd contribute to it after it's done, of course.
It'll be, no, I mean...
Imagine if they, like, started it and we, like, contributed just as, like, contributors.
Maintainers, yeah.
And they'll be like, nah, you're not allowed. Whoa, that's a sparkly top. Whoa, that's lots of sparkly tops.
Oh, there's some oh yeah, they're all three of them are. Not the one. There's one who's just wearing an orange top. Yeah. But all the other ones, they're wearing sparkly tops.
They can't see that at all on the stream.
Yeah. We should get the old handheld bird's eye view so we can zoom in and stuff. Off. I was thinking if we get a high enough definition camera, we will have to probably blur where the ATM is. Because you'll be able to see people's pins being put in. It's on pretty much the perfect
Oh,
angle.
This is it. This is
oh,
it.
Fucking 2313. Look at that shit. Oh.
2313.
2313. Fucking easy, mate. Easy.
532.
Do you reference the bus factor as evidence? Like, do you say, like, hey, if you want to see...
I think I started being like, we have video if you want.
Yeah, and they never asked for it.
They know who I am.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, no.
I've seen like a couple of paragraphs on like we do this bus factor every week, and like we've noticed this much over 6 months. And
yeah.
And to start with, they were like, "Whoa, yeah, this sounds pretty bad." And
now they're just like, "Fuck it."
Then they realize, "Oh, this guy's just not gonna stop."
Yeah. I was talking to Mikey the other day. Yeah, it's tough because, like, on one hand, I understand why people are like, he complains too much. You do complain too much. The time you took a photo of a fucking screw in the side of the road and was like, Wellington City Council, there's a screw here, so if you could clean that. But at the same time, I totally get it, right? Because it's not just about the screw.
My whole
it's
point
about
was...
everything.
Yeah.
And the screw is just the one specific example of the 50 other things. And then people will be like, well, why don't you complain about the other stuff? And it's like... Yeah,
one thing at a time. Like, I've just given up with them because they were like kind of rude, and they were just like, "We're not dealing with this." Well, they were like, "We definitely clean," and I'm like, "Cool, if you think that."
You are very like you. It's almost like you have a way to elicit a negative response from people.
Yeah,
on purpose. Do you know what I mean? There are interactions you could have with people that would be more advantageous, like more productive. But Fair you're enough. Really good at being unproductive.
So with that, I was more like, hey, the streets haven't been cleaned. Doesn't look like they've been cleaned in a week.
See, this is where I'd fucking just pram right now.
Doesn't look like it's been cleaned in a week. So I told them and they were like, no, it was cleaned last night.
Yeah.
At which point I was like, there's all this stuff. And they were like, oh, we just went out and like hand cleaned it. It's now clean. So I just went back and had a look and I'm like, it's still got like all this shit. So like, what do you clean?
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I get it. I get it. It's valid. But at the same time, it's just like, you're not going to get a good response out of that, right?
Fair enough.
You have to work it to sweeten the deal and throw on some sugar.
I'm more wondering like what they pay for with the contractors. Because clearly the contractors aren't doing what they're paid for.
I can't read it too fast. Fucking two. Was it two? I definitely saw one.
Right. Yeah, that was two. Turn.
Oh, actually, I just watched the instant replay. It was, he was on that line. He was on that line. It was, I would say one.
Right, eight.
It was really close, but like if bus we had slow-mo,
front
it would be of. Enough.
Right, bus in front of Route 8.
Wait, bus behind Route 8, you mean? Because I would say one of them didn't. What one of them did, one of them didn't. Well, two didn't, I guess.
Well, maybe. I think the... Oh, yeah.
The Turner technically didn't, is what I'm
Straight
saying.
Straight at 5:35.
Fucking, there's heaps today. This is crazy. Look at this. Fucking 10. Red light runners all over the place. Crazy.
Yeah, we can't see the numbers that easy.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, like, the camera's getting, like, stuttery, I guess you could say. Like, because I presume what it's doing is trying to do, like,
Yeah, but we can't see...
No, we can't see it either, yeah, with our eyes. Well, the other thing is the reflection. So, there is one way we can make it look... We can make it way easier to see in here.
Oh, we could turn the light off.
Turn the lights off. And then we also lose a bunch of the reflection, which makes the camera quality better.
Should we do that?
All right, I'll do it. You keep talking. Talk about some news. Be back once again.
What's next on the news? The next one you wanted to talk about. So All right. Should we talk about the Combang? Whoa, it got real dark in here. Now they won't be able to see us, right? Yeah, so Combank in Australia, they had a leak of... It was on their tapes, wasn't it? Yeah, so unencrypted tape drives, and they issued a statement saying that no data that could lead to an account fraud had been released.
What data was on that? Because surely like that leaves.
So there wasn't
nothing.
Passwords. There wasn't usernames or passwords, but there was people's real names, people's addresses, people's phone numbers, people's account numbers.
Old mate Goosey Woosey.
What's he doing?
I think he's waiting to get more room to turn. Because to turn, you kind of need to swing out a little bit. What is he fucking? Oh, it's a red light. So he wasn't sure what to do.
Oh my god.
Oh my dude. Poor guy. What is he?
Oh, and he's got to do it again. He's got to do it again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was lol.
Oh, that's
crazy. Yeah, so what was on this? Yeah, fucking everything, right? Just name a thing. Yeah. It was on there.
Basically, all personal identifying information except a password.
No bank pins on there, right?
Yeah, so no passwords or pins.
Yeah.
Banks.
And there's nothing to be like, oh, no one can fraud you, bro. And it's kind of like, you ring up a bank and they're like, okay, what's your name? What's your passport number?
What was your last transaction? Because they had transaction data in there as well.
Yeah, something like that. It was fucking just ridiculous. And like, yeah, so I think a lot of people's anger
this is
pretty bad. A lot of people's anger wasn't like, oh, Combank made a mistake. Although, yes, like angry at that. They're fucking Combank.
Oh, yeah, they're stopping.
Oh my gosh, what is he up to?
That bike was just... Oh my god. And this,
why are they
stopping?
He's
still going
to... Oh my god. What is the biker doing? What is he?
Oh my god.
I don't understand.
Oh my god.
What is he?
This is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
This is amazing.
Turner. Why is he not going? Oh, I don't understand. Can he see? Is he looking at us?
No, they can't see us now.
Fucking, what is he doing then? No, he's turning his head.
Right, it's green now.
Fucking hell. Oh, like, what even? Was there no Turners the entire time as well?
I wonder if there was a Turner just waiting.
Fucking, that is... That's fucking two great clips from this one. We got old mate Wheelie Man and old mate Biker who's just like, fuck no, I'm not going through a red light.
It looked like he was about to, and then he's like, I'm gonna go back. He actually wheeled back a bit, which made it harder.
Oh, that was pretty good.
That was good.
We didn't get any buses beeping, which normally you get fucking angry buses.
Yeah, like a Turner would have just gone, argh.
Yeah.
And a Turner probably would have blocked the entire lane.
Yeah.
But it would have been turning, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was intense.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of sweat on. Although that was also the AC was turned off, which I just flicked on. Yeah, so I don't know. People's angry comment because, like, their response is retarded. Who else? Someone else did this recently. They were like, oh, fucking Victor, right? Last week. Oh, yeah. GPS data, full names, and full, like...
Addresses.
Addresses of anyone who's reported an outage. But don't worry, there was nothing sensitive. And it's like... that's part like if I can just like look up the address of my like ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, if one guy was
did
okay.
Did you hear those breaks?
I can't see what number was. Route 91, yeah.
Yeah, 91. There's only a few of those.
Yeah.
Straight.
Fucking so many. How many did you say? 11, right?
Yeah, this is 11.
It might even be higher. Wait, don't we have a rule if you're more than
one,
two ahead, it goes back
for
the other
five,
person?
6, 7, 8, 9. 9 we're reporting as well.
It's pretty high.
Hello,
I was right once,
like,
Mr. Fucking
the bus
picture.
In front of this bus, maybe.
Did you say the bus in front of this bus, maybe?
I'm gonna.
It wasn't. I checked. I saw the replay.
No, the one going straight ran it. So we know the one that was turning.
Yeah.
But the one that went straight did run.
So wasn't there one behind that bus then?
Oh, it was in front at some stage. But it might be behind.
I would say behind. Like, it was behind. The turner happened. The one that went through the red light was behind.
Yeah. I'll say either in front or behind. Like, probably behind. You're right.
Behind makes... To me, it makes more sense. That was why I was confused. Like, the one in front...
And they'll make them work and have to work out what buses we're going through at this time.
Oh, really, Hugh? You think they're going to do that? Nah. You think they're going to...
They're going to pass it on to the NZ bus and be like, oh, we passed along.
And NZ bus will be like, and to spam with you. Stay with you. Can you FOIA like NZ Bus and stuff? Can you OIA, sorry, NZ Bus?
Can OIA Metlink because they're run by Greater Wellington City Council.
But they will just say, oh, we pass this all on to other people.
But you can ask for correspondence with NZ Bus.
Okay. We should do it. We should say, can you tell us approximately how many complaints you get in the average month? The outcome of those complaints and any correspondence regarding the outcome of those complaints.
Yeah. So they will have to do a bunch of redacting because what they told me was they can't give specifics of outcome.
No, we'll just be looking for... okay, yeah. So we'll look for numbers mainly.
Yeah, because giving specifics of outcomes like employment issue.
Yeah, generalized information. Like, for example, this many resulted in firings, this many resulted in this. Like, that'd be fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It could be interesting. We should.
What if the number is like identical to what I report?
Yeah, no, it probably is, dude. Like, how many other people do it?
Yeah.
People report in bus issues a lot more often. Like, for example, like driver in the bus was shitty for some reason. People will report that.
Yeah.
Generally report like bus went through a red light at Manners intersection.
I tend to report any bus that's driving dangerously and I'm feeling uncomfortable in the bus.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of like,
mate, but have you been up fucking Brooklyn Hill?
Yeah.
Every bus you're like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna be hit. This isn't a 2-lane street. Okay. Do any buses go out while putting to a road?
Oh, no. They wouldn't fit. They got the other one, which is like...
It's not the worst.
Yeah, but they like made the temporary road now.
Oh, they're like the split where it splits off?
Yeah.
They'll probably
go around at speed there.
Yeah, probably. You know what used to get me driving from Hamilton to Auckland was there's a part of the motorway, or highway, whatever you call it, where... It's together. Both lanes are. Like,
this is the old road, right? Because they've got a new highway now.
You're talking about the new highway is only like kind of Hamilton bypass. It's only the first little bit of that trip.
Extended it a bit. Bypasses Cambridge now, I think.
Oh yeah, no, that's the other way. No, I'm thinking about towards Auckland because Cambridge. You don't go past Cambridge on the way to Auckland. Yeah. I know the one you're talking about. They did that back when I was there even, though they've extended it lots, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a bit on the road where it's together for most of the time. Ooh.
He was going quick.
He made it.
He was going quick. Did you see that?
I saw it, yeah. He was like, not letting those bus factor fuckers get me. It's together most of the time, but at some point it splits off. And if you're not paying attention, which, you know, you're driving an autopilot.
Yeah.
You look up and at some point you realize, oh shit, I'm on the right side of the road and there's only... Like, there's two lanes here. I'm in the right lane, and there is no other road to be seen.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I accidentally crossed into the other side?
I think I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. It's fucking every time.
It is just like, wait, is this legit?
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, no, there was another road that was there before.
Yeah. The first time I fucking just... Oh shit. Do I change lanes just to be sure? Because you can imagine if you're traveling at 100, like just even around like a normal corner, you're not going to have time to do anything. Be scary. Hey, we got any more news? We got 15 minutes left.
15?
Yeah. We can't read the news. We turn the lights off.
News. There was the one you wanted to talk about.
What's that?
What's the short one?
Sure. So there's been a little article put out.
A little one.
Yeah, it's like a medium article, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs. It basically just says, some researchers have identified an issue in some CPUs, Intel specifically, I think. No, not just Intel, because they talked about talking to AMD and ARM as well. They're like, we found some issues related, like kind of similar conceptually to Spectre and Meltdown.
Yeah.
And that's the article. That's the whole fucking article.
Sounds pretty good.
It's ridiculous. And they're like, oh, we'll release the details later. I'm like, how is this an article? Who wrote this article? Fuck whoever wrote that article. That's the most bullshit article in the world. Researchers found some bugs. We'll tell you later. That's what researchers do. That's what... You could just write that article every day of the week. Every day.
Talking about that, I saw an advisory come out the other day.
Oh, did you? What was it about?
Some watch guard stuff.
Finally get to release my fucking watch guard advisory.
But...
Did we talk about the actual bugs? We haven't talked about them on the show, right?
The advisory was just like, oh, we got some shit. We're going to release it. Not now.
Different though, because
we did release details.
Yeah, no, technical details. So these are CVE, these are tags, these are descriptive. The only thing we didn't release was the Metasploit module.
The
Metasploit module and the user password. So there are a few CVEs. One is hard-coded creds. So there's a username and password in this WatchGuard firmware. This is the AP100, AP102, and AP200. So it's a bunch of WatchGuard stuff.
Yeah.
You could probably find more bugs in some of their other products if you were interested in that kind of thing. Not that I've done it.
Yeah, wow. So you found it just by decompiling the binary.
Oh, yeah, firmware. I think I complained on the show about how bad my week was that time.
Yeah.
I was saying
you weren't finding anything all that job.
No, I found heaps of stuff. I found, for example...
afterwards.
I got access to all of their switches.
Oh,
I had
that's
admin
right.
on every one of their switches. Yeah. Couldn't get a shell. Yeah. I had access to all of their ILOs. I had access to the HP ILOs.
Yeah.
But the ILO was too old. It didn't have a console. It was the most frustrating job. It was like, everything is broken and I can't get a shell. It was fucking horrible. So yeah, that was when I was just like, right, which of these appliances can I fuck? And I'm like, yeah, this one. Downloaded it.
So the job I was on this week, I probably could have done similar stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because I had access to basically one switch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, not switch, like switch routed.
Yeah. Did you have access to the login screen?
Web and telnet. Yeah.
Yeah, no, so that's you can take a quick look at that.
And yeah. Which I was debating it, but like I flicked an email to the guy and they were like, oh, it's not like really in scope, but if you do manage to do something with it, then
yeah, it's tough. Yeah,
and I was just like, eh.
You should have just found like a Linux remote TCP, right? Just bug in the TCP stack of Linux.
Just, yeah, I've just got a few lying around.
Yeah. Combine it with one of those fucking sweet info leaks and just bam, pop it.
Bam. But yeah, so
yeah, I don't know. The CVEs for reference were hard-coded creds. The next one was, there's like a bug in their authentication that meant you can use those hard-coded creds. So normally it's like you have to put in a special like web front. It's just got a password field that's like specific to the web front end. But there's like a kind of backdoor authentication mechanism you could use to authenticate using system accounts. So you could use that. And then once you've done that, lol, that guy almost hit that other guy.
Yeah, I saw that.
You can see him kind of slam his brakes in the camera.
Oh, yeah, we might see that.
Where is he? There.
Yeah.
He doesn't look. It doesn't look too bad from there.
Yeah. It was pretty close.
It was pretty close. And then the second to last one is you can. They just have a feature where it's like hidden. You can't see it in the GUI, but there's just a route you can just upload files as root. You just upload to web root and then execute the file, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the last CVE. This is one Dave Itell tweeted. It's the change password form is implemented like the old password validation. It's just done with Ajax.
Oh yeah.
Just like post it and it's like, yeah, bro, that's good.
Feels quick. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's like pretty sweet. But I mean, the cool thing is you can, I wrote the Metasploit module to automate exploitation because like it's handy to have that automated.
Easier.
It's super nice to be able to sit down and be like, these are three bugs that I found that I can chain to like remote fucking ownage. Like there's nothing you could have defended against this, right? Like, it's nice. I like it. And also like I like putting in the debug outputs so you get like the little fucking finding serial number. Burp, 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 found the serial. Burp, burp, burp. And then it's like, and when it executes it and it fucking gives you a shell back. Woof. Woof. Right? Like the bugs where it's just like SQL injection. It's like, it's a good bug, don't get me wrong. But one where it has to like make multiple requests and like extract values, even though it's like conceptually the same.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Anyway, those are those bugs. WatchGuard were pretty sweet actually. They responded in like they responded like in 2 days and then patched it in like 4 days.
Yeah.
It was just like, damn.
I was surprised at that, to be honest.
Fuck yeah, I was surprised. This is great. Like, so like props to them. Like everyone has code, like everyone has bugs. How you patch them is like what's important, right?
Yeah.
Having bugs is important as well, but responding in that quick of a time is great. We got another news?
Yeah, we got the domain fronting.
Oh yeah, so we talked about this. I looked into it somehow. So the way domain fronting works in most people is, or maybe I just heard Pat might have mentioned it. I can't remember. Somehow, the knowledge is in my head now, and I'm probably going to fuck it up because I haven't looked at it myself. You just, like, in your ELB on AWS, for example, you just load up an SSL certificate, like a self-signed one for Amazon.com, right?
Yeah.
And then basically that means you can, when someone's doing like intercept to try and detect, like, is this Telegram? Is this Signal?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's an Amazon IP address and an Amazon certificate. We can't block it.
Yeah.
Of course, Russia was just like, we'll block it. We'll block all of that. They blocked all of Google Cloud and all of Amazon. And of course, Amazon and Google have come back and said, we are no longer allowing you to do domain fronting. That is gone. No more. No more. There was actually like a really angry email that Amazon sent Signal that was basically just like, don't you dare think about domain fronting. If you domain front, we will immediately cancel all of your Amazon accounts. There's no tolerance on this. Like, they were like, don't even try and e-lawyer your way out of it. We will cancel everything. And like, that's a fucking shitty attitude to have. Like, if you're Amazon and basically you're, because essentially like Amazon and Google are all that stands between widespread censorship in third world countries and not. They have the option of saying, if we have domain fronting enabled, these third world countries can't do they can't do censorship.
Yeah.
We let people have integrity, and if we choose not to, they can censorship. They will put people in prison. They will kill people, literally kill people, if they don't have these tools available. And Amazon and Google both came back and said, essentially, we care more about how Russia feels about us than people dying, which, like, I mean, we live in a capitalist society. That's going to happen, right? People will put money over death, but it's like a shitty, shitty thing to do. And I just fucking fuck them, man.
Yeah.
Gangry. Where are you going to put business
some more smart, sparkly people.
Oh, they have red sparkles, though.
Yeah.
These are like the opposite, right? They're going to get into a fucking like dance battle later. red sparkles versus
happening there. So what do we have? 7 minutes. We've got that thing we found just before the show started.
Oh, yeah. That was really interesting, right? Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I guess we could. So we're doing a fishing campaign. We do a bunch of fishing here.
This is like the legit kind that won't put us in prison. Yeah.
So we do fishing. We use a tool, GoFish.
I contributed to that tool.
Yeah, it's a pretty handy tool. But so we just set up this new campaign and we're testing it out. Visit the landing page in Chrome and it was like, deceptive site detected.
Yeah, deceptive site
real detected. Real red border and like looked really angry, being like,
it's like,
nah.
It's not the, you know, like the SSL one is like, the SSL one's like, oh, it's a white background. It's like, it's probably not great.
This is like, yeah.
This one is like, fucking don't you dare go to this website. And we were like, we literally just purchased this domain. We purchased this domain 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Chrome? How did you do this?
So to start with, I was thinking maybe it's because it's newly registered. But then,
my first thought was they have a rule in Chrome which detects URLs that look like the GoFish things. Like they specifically found GoFish URLs. And I was like, so I played with that and I'm like, oh, I can't reproduce. Then the way we figured it out was I went to the page in my browser and it loaded for about half a second and then flicked over to the thing.
So
which indicates it's parsing the DOM.
It had a base href link tag or something.
Yeah, so this is using GoFish's
client,
clone. So yeah, it copies all the HTML verbatim, like 100%, and only rewrites the post, like the form and post.
Yeah.
One of our people checked, if you remove all of the dynamic assets and like have no reference to the original site, then it's secure again. They're like a Newlands bus that went past on the street, but
yeah,
they must have a route.
They must.
Yeah.
I don't know what though. It's not on the website.
Yeah, neither do I. Some guy's like running around weirdly there. The guy who's just sat down.
Oh, that guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, there was some guy that was looking real interested in my bike phone mount. When I came out of the store, he was just like looking at it, and he looked kind of shifty and dodge, and I like went up, and I'm like. And he's like, oh, sorry, man. Like, I'm like, yeah. And he's like, that's a cool mount you got. And I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
Weird.
And then he was just like, oh, where'd you get it from? And I'm like, I got it from this place.
Yeah.
And he was just like talking. And then when I went off, he was just like, oh, you got 30s on the back there? And I'm like.
Oh, so he knows about bikes then?
He was on a bike at the time. But I was kind of like, seems weird.
Yeah, no. Okay, so that just sounds like some dude who's like probably got light mental issues, like super light. That sounds like he's on either light issues or he has bad issues and he's on a really good day.
Yeah.
Probably fine, but he just likes bikes, right? You occasionally get people like that who are a little bit like slow and just...
I mean, when I came out, I was just like, that guy is looking at my bike real close. So I like came out. But yeah, I had
if
a
he knows about bikes enough, because like,
he seemed like interested.
I've ridden bikes around, but if I wouldn't be able to look at a wheel and be like, that's a 30 wheel, like, do you know what I mean?
To be
like,
honest, I don't know if it's 30. I think it's 27 and a half.
He got a... Motherfucker, I take it back. He don't know shit about bikes. Are you serious, by the way? 27
I think it is. Oh, okay. We can check when the lights are on.
Maybe the extra, like, two and a half is from the, like, fucking rubber. Maybe you just look and he knew it was 30. What were we talking about? Bikes, stuff. The Go Fish thing, yeah. Fucking great, anyway. And it's, like, a kind of cool feature, but annoyingly, it's one of those features that I'm like... the immediate reaction once we figured out what it was... Oh, we can like rewrite, we can just like patch GoFish to rewrite those assets and it'll be solved.
Yeah.
Like, so I get it and I get why Chrome did it, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, that's not really going to stop many people. Like, really, right? Like,
oh, because we just use the import function.
Yeah, we just use import.
Yeah.
And we'll just change the import code slightly.
Yeah, to be like, download stuff.
Yeah, download the assets and rewrite the URLs.
Yeah.
Done. And that'll be, I mean, that's only like a 2-hour change, maybe like three, depending on how you have to fucking do it. But so I don't know. It's like cool. It was really interesting. I was surprised and interested to see it. But
I mean, it won't work for all cases. Like if you've got JavaScript stuff that does Ajax calls back to something hard coded.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how Chrome's doing it. It might be worth looking at the Chrome source to just figure it out. But like I don't really like looking at the Chrome source. I've never really found it super readable.
Gross.
You know, I was looking at the other day the source code for PHP's MySQL MD driver, how it connects to like how it connects to the host.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure it out. I was reading it, I'm like, hang on. So I'm like, here's a connect function. It like does a bunch of stuff, sets up some structs, and then it's basically just like and finish. And I'm like, you didn't call connect anywhere. You didn't even call like you called nothing. How are you doing this?
Guy.
Whoa.
Yeah, we'll call that guy. 304? 84. Route
84. I'll double check this. There we are. Yellow. He was pretty close. I could see that going either way. I would probably just call the one guy. Just because it was close.
All right, so we'll just call that 12. What did I say? 11.
You're pretty good, though, yeah. You're better than me. I knew it. I should have gone 11.1. Should have gone 11.1.
Yeah. So on that note, do you have anything more? We've got...
No. We should mention, though, next week we will be remote. We can take all this down. We are going to be away at a conference. So we may have a nature scene available for you.
Yeah. We might not have any buses. Oh, we'll have to talk to our Patreons.
Oh, because we guarantee that the bus will go past.
No, I've got an idea. Okay. I can get a bus. I can get a bus.
Okay. We might have a nature scene available for you next week in any case. Okay. I think that's about it for us. We'll catch you next week, hopefully. Hugh's going away soon, so...
Yeah. I think I'm here the week after, but I'm not... I'm going away.
If you would like to participate in the Bus Factor as a live, like as a host, let me know.
Speaker.
Yeah, we can sort that out.
That's an option when I'm here as well. Just
It is. Yeah, because we've done guest speakers before. Guest speakers are actually pretty good. We should do some more guest speakers.
Yeah, we did like a bunch when we started, and then we kind of stopped.
And they were really good guest speakers as well. Like I enjoyed them. I was like, damn, these guest speakers are like smart and know
stuff. Try and line some up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, well, we will catch you next week. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, see ya.